What's up, everybody? This is Tommy, if I'm lying, podcast.
Alright,
man. So, we got a good, nice episode for y'all today. A lot of stuff been going on in the world. And first, we want to talk about an injustice that we feel happened. Alright?
Hey, Patrick X. Yeah. Come on, Patrick. Hey, Patrick X.
Come on,
man.
All he needs is his glasses.
But yeah, the Olympics, it's coming up real soon, and a runner for ours, who name is?
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful black name.
Fast as hell.
She wasn't able to run because she got suspended due to testing positive for marijuana. Mm.
Yeah. Which is a feat in itself.
Come on, man. Right. What?
Like, yeah, we hear about it. She smokes.
Smokes.
She was smoking for it.
She kind of scared, though, if I was to ever date somebody like that. Nah.
Like, what you going to do if, like, she come in and snatch your phone and take off running?
Oh, you ain't got it. She got it.
Oh, bro. Like, you might as well go watch.
She got it.
You might as well go explain what you got going on. To tell the truth, bro.
And then we both find.
With silvery.
We both find she just out nowhere snatching and run. Because yeah. Apparently she could run quick as hell. I had to. And I can't.
All of it.
So hey, she got it. By the time I react, she gone. Facts.
I wonder if that's one of her songs she played when she get ready, nigga.
Get out.
Got it. That is,
hey, that'd be hard. Hey, bro.
That's hard. Yeah.
But that is fucked up, though.
Man, the thing I hate about it is, so they could take prescribed pills that's more addictive than weed and more harmful, but they just can't smoke weed. So you rather somebody take a pill to deal with pain, stress, anxiety, or something. Something that's as addictive, but marijuana's a no-go. That's fucked up.
That's real fucked up, man. That's real fucked up. The fact that it's legal in some states, too. She was probably in the state that it was legal in.
Hey, you can pop these perks.
That's crazy as well, because it's just one big landmass.
So it's a money play. That's all it is. You get tax off prescription medicine
all day long.
What?
You got insurance for prescription.
Come on now. Insurance will pay for it.
Insurance will pay for it.
So I'm just looking online, and the Tokyo Olympic organizers have installed anti-sex beds to avoid intimacy among athletes amidst the COVID pandemic.
Anti-sex bed.
How do they have an anti-sex bed?
That is not even a question. It's not how. What is an anti-sex bed? Like, I would like,
gotta know.
What? Like, what type of bed is this? Is this a bed with an old Catholic nun face on it?
It got
this is the bed.
How is that an
anti-sex?
I don't
fucking know. Like, these.
Wait, that
look
like a
if
bitch.
If you can have sex in your college dorm room, you can have sex on the business.
Greatest athletes, the greatest competitors. You don't think somebody gonna compete in this situation? Like, you just told me not to. I am.
Well, if I'm the world's strongest man, you can't know. I'll fuck the world fastest female. Ooh,
I'm gonna be some killer babies.
Come on now,
them babies, boy.
Them babies.
You having LeBron's?
LeBron's and Giannis all day long.
Damn, you gonna have Nick Deion Sanders out there, bitch.
But
the baby gonna be Shaq.
Young Shaq too. But other than that, today we saw something else on the internet. And it really caught my attention. Cause I kept seeing it pop up on everybody page. Like, oh, listen, this is so right, these are facts. So I feel it's our job to see. Are they really facts? Or should we stop the lies? So we saw 25 things.
I'm going to just tell you now. Some of these are facts, but a lot of these is bullshit. I want to know what men they got. I don't think no men wrote all of these. I think women gave they 25 ones they think, and they hit it, and some of them right. Because I don't even think men, we got 25 things we even want.
I'm dead. I don't even have 10.
Like, it's 20, exactly. Like, it's 25. So I think these like hit, like, number one.
Wait, what's the name of the list?
Men are sharing the things they wish women knew about them. First of all, men don't wish shit. That's how I know for a fact.
Man, I don't know, bro. I got some wishes.
They wish.
They got dreams.
Get out.
Dream, bro.
They dream women knew about it. Get the fuck out of here. You out here wishing.
Like, niggas, they have dreams and wishes.
Nah, bro. Like, think about this. You wishing a woman knew this? Open your mouth. Like,
facts.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no
where is communication?
Look at this. Number one. Number one. Just because I'm not talking doesn't mean I'm not enjoying my time with you.
I mean,
this is halfway right, halfway wrong.
Because one time with men apart, they just mind being on other shit.
No, because see, that's not the point. It say I'm not enjoying my time with you. This means I'm quiet and you there. So why are you here?
And we not talking?
That's my question. Because if I wanted you here, I'll talk. If I'm not talking and you with me, it's probably because I was doing something I wanted you by myself, and you came up under me thinking now I want you.
Wait.
That could be sometimes. You know. And
sometimes men just want to, you know, enjoy that woman.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Your company just there. That's okay. I'll let that one slide. What about
I mean, it's both ways. It's that way and with Fred said.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes I might be doing something by myself and you bothering me a little bit. Sometimes.
But I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not going to tell you that because I love you, though. Respectfully. But sometimes I want you around me with a little bit of shut the fuck up.
Facts. Exactly. So, you know, that one. But I feel like that one could be communicated. Sometimes you could tell her, hey, I just, you know, like the vibe. Shut the fuck up, though.
Respectfully.
Yeah, see, Pat.
Respectfully, man.
You just divided your household, sir. You just made sure all the kids eat and you don't.
Right,
eating bologna sandwiches while the kids eating filet mignon and mashed potatoes. Like, this is our food, Dad.
At least have some chips on the side.
I'm talking about
at least some Lay's.
Hey, man, just let your daddy go and get a little tater right there on the side.
Come on now. All right. Do I get condiments on that
one? No.
Damn. No cheese?
No.
Damn. Plain meat bread, boy.
White bread, Ted.
Oh, boy, I'm glad for the white bread.
And bologna. Not fried, just
damn.
Bologna.
I didn't say no.
Damn, he ain't even warmed up in the microwave. Come on, man. That's fine.
I'll go get me something to eat. If I seen that on everything, I'd be like, boy, your mama tripping, bro.
I'm going to my mama house.
Facts.
My mama just cooked. All
right, number two. I feel like this is a lie, but... We actually really want to be complimented too. A 60-year-old woman complimented me 5 years ago and it still makes me feel good. We just show how little we get compliments. That is a whole fucking
Wait.
Sometimes it's true. And I'm glad she said that. Because this is how I know women wrote this. You wrong. Because that is the 100% truth. Yeah. I had a woman tell me at Walmart she loved my cologne. This was an old woman. Had to be like 58. She told me she loved my cologne and I smelled good.
Old women like young dudes.
That ain't the point. It's the point. See, no, wait. See, you don't give a fuck about compliments. Because you don't. You get them all the time.
But I give compliments as well.
That ain't the point. The point is you get them all the time. We don't. So when we get them, that bitch is doing me in the line. Hell yeah, niggas love compliment. What? You can literally tell a man, oh my God, babe, I like the way your neck is connected to your head and your shoulders. And we'll fucking be like, damn. If a nigga told you that shit, that'll be the weirdest motherfucking shit you heard. You wouldn't even go for that shit. You would be like, who the fuck is this nigga? But you see how warm it just gets. We'll start rubbing our neck like, damn, I really have been going to the gym working out, but
Niggas appreciate
it. Yeah, that is the truth. That's the truth.
Ladies, compliment you, man.
Yeah, like, and it's not even hard. You ain't got to think about it. It could be the most simplest shit.
It really can.
Because we don't get them.
Unless our hair cut.
Damn.
Unless we just leave the barbershop. That's it.
Right.
Nah, then she hate on
you. Damn. Yeah, she tell you can't go nowhere.
Oh, you think you cute? Damn. Yes, I do. I'm going to Miss Bertha's house.
She got me a hot plate stove. All
right, number three. It's hard to get over you after a breakup. We don't really have emotional support systems in place to rely on, and a lot of men have small social circles. So losing someone means a lot to us.
Yeah, he was bitching.
I expect Pat said it.
I think
that was gonna come from Fred, but
I was gonna say the nigga, it's true. That's actually the truth. Like, men take breakups differently. Like, in the long run, we gonna get hurt longer. Women get hurt in the short term afterwards. Then after that,
We could lose emotional support system. Shut up. I mean, you got homies.
At the wild nigga, yeah.
See, it's because they got homies like you that call them bitches. You the homie.
Yeah,
we don't want to tell.
I'm sorry, I don't want the truth. Come on, man. Suck it up, bro. You're a good dude already. Believe me.
Put your little arms down.
Shit.
Guess what your partner's gonna say to you, though? like, damn, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
You bitching.
Nah, like, you ain't gonna say that. You like, that's fucked up a little bit, but shit.
See, I'm cool with that. Pat is the one that'll really be like, this bitch.
See, you see how you got BJ? See, you got a good support system. Emotional support system. What's number four?
Number four. We aren't great with hints. Communication is king.
Facts.
Ladies, please tell your man what's wrong with you. If something bothering you, please don't walk around mad and angry.
I'm dumb as hell with hints.
Use your mouth.
You're just dumb, period. Man.
So you think your hands come? Like,
I just said, did you not hear what the fuck I just said? Tell your man what the fuck wrong with you.
I agree wholeheartedly with that one. Please, cuz.
Don't walk around mad, upset.
Because I like interpreting shit wrong.
You know that.
You know. Wow, man. That really just...
It's good, bro. It gets creative. Like, oh, what you thought? I thought this way. So,
No, bro.
Hey, I'm saying shit. Then she better not give me no hints. No. Tell me straight out. Because I will.
It's like, see, I like interpreting stuff wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like an adventure.
What?
What?
Yeah, man. Hey. And they on a roller coaster ride. Stupid.
It's an adventure.
Hey, man, it's fun, man. It's fun. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. You can be creative with it.
Come on now. You get creative with it. How do you interpret this?
Don't. Oh, awesome. I love this man, bro.
I thought you wanted to give me the pussy. Oh.
Simp. It's the Ben adventure. Simp.
I thought we was going to have an adventure. Shit.
Communication.
You should have communicated. She should have communicated.
Number five.
When we tell women that we don't know how we feel about something, it's usually true, and we genuinely don't understand how we are supposed to feel. I personally wasn't allowed to express emotions growing up, and it turned into me not being able to understand my emotions.
I feel like that's kind of true.
No, that's the bitchy part. That's
so damn simpy.
Now the last one. Where it was after the breakup, that's a reason. Like, I can understand a male breakup, heartbreak, but you just talking about when your woman asks you, you know how you feel.
Yeah, a lot of
people just be scared to tell women the truth.
Niggas just don't want to say
it. They really just be scared to tell women the truth.
Niggas know how they feel. They just don't want to say it because it's pretty dark.
It's very dark. And then they don't feel like
don't say I don't know shit. It. Nigga, you know. You just don't want to go back and go through it.
You just don't want to tell it to her face.
You don't want to face it.
Come on now.
Man, he don't want to face the truth.
Facts. Niggas know, but they don't want to know.
They know they don't want to see it.
Facts.
Damn.
Facts. They scared to be used against them.
That's all. And if the truth is used against you, so what?
Facts.
As long as it's the truth.
Right.
If you throw my truth in front of me, I'm not finna cry. Cool. That's me.
I was wild back then.
I mean, that's exactly what I'm gonna say. Damn. Damn. Man, I miss that guy.
Nah, I miss that motherfucker.
He was a fun guy. He was a fun guy.
But glad I am. Because you comfortable with the truth. What's number six? So we found that one was a lie.
I really like to hang out with my friends because I love them, not because I don't want to spend time with you. Ladies, if he wants to go hang out with his homeboys to play the game, to hoop, to do anything, take that as your opportunity to go do fucking something.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do that don't involve him, go get your nails done, get your feet done, go get a massage.
Yeah, and then, first off, that's selfish, ladies. To think,
I promise you, God, you do not want to be a no nigga 24 fucking 7. They get aggravating than a motherfucker.
That's selfish, ladies, to think, oh, he won't hang around his friend because he don't want to hang around me. No, I just want to hang around my friend because I want to hang around my friend.
And
it
shows that you're insecure. Just saying.
Because I promise you, you weren't even in my mind when I made this decision. It was me and my nigga. You put yourself there.
That's selfish. I was just thinking on playing a game with Fred. That's all.
I hate on 2K. The women that be like, you want, you just, you don't ever want to spend no time with me. And he done spent the past three days with you. And he wanted to go hang out with his boys for like maybe 4 to 5 hours.
Yes, just hop on a game.
And sometimes it don't even be like, he ain't leaving the house. He just go put his headset on. He play Call of Duty or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You always on your goddamn game.
You always doing your face. Shut up.
What?
See, that's been held in. See, that's that repressed. Dark inner male right that wants there to come out.
Repressed energy.
Oh, no, that ain't repressed. I'll tell him.
You always doing your face.
You don't hear me complaining.
Come across your head with something. Can't hit there.
Why is y'all first choice is violence?
Because most women, we choose violence as our first option. I wake up every day and I choose
violence.
Did y'all
not hear communication is key?
They communicate with violence.
That's not communication.
Nigga, you get the point. Nigga, motherfucking skillet upside your head. Teach real quick. Don't do that shit again. Like, whatever you did to get that. Never. Like, we ain't gonna speak of this no more.
I'm dead. What number we on? Seven?
Seven.
Turn me up.
Alright. Sometimes. What the fuck?
Ooh.
You. Alright.
You want me to read that one?
Like, I don't even know, but if a woman wrote this, you stupid. If a man wrote this, you weak as hell. You weak as a mug. Sometimes men just don't get hard. It's not you. It's many things.
Wait, from, what?
Yeah, I know.
Wait. Say it again.
Sometimes men just don't get hard.
Wait.
It's not. Nah, your dick don't stand up. Wartime cannot take place. King is dead. The crown is not up high. Like,
soldiers ain't.
Ain't nothing marching.
Okay. Wait.
Sometimes men don't get hard. It's not you, it's many things from lifestyle and diet to stress and anxiety. Please try not to take it as a sign of a lack of attraction or affection. Sometimes it just happens.
Nah, please.
Yeah, nah. Tell your girl you ain't attracted to her no more, man. Just go on.
Not no more.
Well,
just not tonight. Just not tonight.
Not tonight.
Yeah,
not at this
time.
Yeah, baby.
Come on,
baby.
Shit going on. Yeah, I don't know about not tonight. Maybe not this time. Yeah, like 8 o'clock. I'd be like, nah, not 8. Hold on. 8:30.
Take the mask off first, okay? The avocado mask, whatever it is.
Yeah, don't disrespect me by coming to me with an avocado mask.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Asking for some dick.
Asking for some penis, baby.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, don't do that. If you got your face skincare routine going on, don't ask your man for no dick and you got the mask on.
But I might.
I mean, wait. She could bend over.
Wait, so why do you get mad at the man's
been
over?
And
then talking about you been over.
Never
see,
mind.
Communication ain't like, king with this thing.
Wait.
They talking about, don't, no, I agree with that. Don't disrespect when you bringing the man
over. Honestly, I don't know too many instances where it ain't time to show up and ain't no show up. So, I guess I got to live some more.
Okay. Number 8. Pat, don't say nothing until I get the room. Men have emotions, and there are points where we need to cry. Tears happen not just from pain, but also from joy.
Hey, man.
You cry because you happy?
Wait.
What if you just had your first son?
Yeah, happy tears. Yeah.
You can
have men cry. Yeah, I mean,
baby.
She walking down the aisle.
No. The way how he worded it was like, I'm just thinking of men just by himself. He just busts down, tears just come rolling down. Yeah, that's how I'm picturing it. Like, he just remembers something. Like, nigga, you straight? You talk about it.
Have a Drake moment.
Yeah.
I think there's a way to cry. I think there's a way to cry. I believe as a man, you should cry on your feet. If you got to sit down, I believe you should cry on your feet. If you got to stand up, cool. Don't be laying down crying.
I agree.
Nigga, in the fetal position. This is not how we cry. This is not how we cry.
Hey, the thing
don't,
is,
don't be sitting down with your knees pressed to your chest in the shower crying.
Hey, nah, bro. After you cry, you got to get back up. And you just stay there. You out, man. You gotta get back up. Cry however you need to cry. But once you get back up, you gotta get back up.
No. Shut up, Pat. See, this that whirlwind wrong. See, that whirlwind wrong. Cry on your feet. That way, getting back up is right after the crying. You sitting there crying in bed. Now you just crying and crying and crying. Now your ass starting to stink. And you just crying.
Guess what? You
gotta
get back up.
And pat in the background. Just go and get back. If you was on your feet, you could go ahead and jump. Bam.
Yeah, back up. Regardless, how you cry. Shed your tears, get back up.
That's your t-shirt.
Come on, man.
What they gotta do, Pat?
Get back up. Facts, man.
From any way they cry.
Just get back up.
Gotta get back up.
Got to. Now, every time I cry, when I get done, I'll be like,
so if a man hit a split to cry, that's gonna be your motto, man.
Shit, then they gotta get back up.
All right.
Me, I don't know.
I asked. You asked. You ain't gonna ask why you hit the split.
No. But, I mean, I got questions now. But I mean, after you hit the
split, no, he got back up. What you asking questions for?
What? Why you had hit the split though? Is it homage to something or something?
You said cry how you want to cry.
Okay, hey, if that's how he want to cry, then you know what? As long as he get back up again,
cry on your feet, man.
Stand up. Just stand up.
Just stand up and cry. If you gonna cry, stand up like a man and cry.
Don't do it in front of people. Go somewhere else.
Hey, man, you cry in front of people, man.
Let's get back up.
Number 9.
Got to get back up.
It's okay to make the first move. Guys can be shy, too. Come talk to me instead of staring at me.
Yeah. I mean, women shoot your shot if you want to shoot your shot at the nigga, but my nigga, you the hunter. We supposed to be the
You're
ones.
You're the chaser. Just saying.
Yeah, we supposed to be the ones. Like, don't, like, in prom with dance and stuff, the guys should ask the girl out. I thought the guys was the shooters out here. Now the guys
Sam,
want to go.
Shut your sipping ass up. Yeah, shoot your shot. God isn't no. We are not. This ain't 1920 motherfucking Great Gatsby no more. Ain't nobody like that.
So you okay with a woman proposing to you?
This didn't say nothing about proposing.
That was just the question.
It's okay to make the first move. Now, if she proposed on the first move, like we ain't never met, she just dropped down on one knee. Will you marry me?
Yeah, I mean, what?
That's. What? We don't even know each other.
I mean, females don't
but
know.
But the first move, like, walk up, hi, my name is...
Yeah, females don't know it's okay to make the first move.
That's literally what this is.
I mean, saying. if she want the nigga, then yeah. Don't she
want to pose? That's on a whole nother level.
But yo,
this is a first move. That's it. Like, but I'm saying
for niggas for that.
Because back in the day, in them Great Gatsby days, what you don't realize is women did make the first move. The drop the handkerchief. When women would walk past men that they like and drop their handkerchief, a guy would pick it up and give it back to her.
Yeah, women do that.
That now. Was women shooting their shot back then.
Women do that now. They subtly. Yeah, shoot their shots.
That's all it's saying.
Yeah, women do that now.
Women been doing it. Ain't no now. Yeah. Women been shooting their shots.
So what they saying?
Female lions shoot their shots at the men. The men don't go chase the women. That's like saying the female male lion. Male lion does the hunting. That's bullshit. No, he doesn't.
He wants the shot to get shot. He wants the female walk. Hey, what's up? What's your number, cutie? That's what he want.
So female. Hey, it one, just says guys can like be this.
Shy too.
Man, get some balls. Go talk to the girl.
Damn. Okay. Number 10. All right, we don't know where we want to eat either.
Sometimes I got there.
Man, look at Pat. Pat,
shut your ass up.
That is capping. That is capping.
That is when you got.
You don't eat nothing but burgers and fries. So yes, Pat. Shut up. It's easy to know what you eat. You don't cook anything.
But I found a solution to that. You just have like a list of restaurants.
Exactly.
And you just like throw it in a hat. Pick it out. Boom, that's what we're eating at.
That's it. That's exactly what I was going to say, bro. Yeah. Like, I know what I want to eat. Just make a list. Pick something out.
Thanks. I know I got taste for.
Shut up, burger and fries.
What kind of burger and fries do I got taste for? Because you know, everybody fries not the same.
As long as it's not Five Guys.
Yeah, everybody doesn't make potatoes the same. You're right.
Five Guys is expensive.
Oh yeah,
and everything is separate.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Good as hell.
Yeah, I was like, food not bad though.
They good. It's
worth it.
I mean, I ain't gonna eat there like a lot of times, you know. But here and there, blue moon, hey, I'll fuck with Five Guys on a good day.
We like random gift. What the fuck?
Wait, that's number 11.
This number 11. We like random gifts, random hugs, and random signs of affection and love. Sometimes just a cup of coffee in my favorite mug is enough to convince me it's going to be a good day. Really, nigga? I was with him the first half.
The random gifts, random hugs, random signs of affection and love.
Saying because you hug me, I know it's gonna be a good day now. Nah, that's giving my woman too much power over my day at that point.
Right.
Like, nah, like just because you hug, thank you for hugging me in the morning. Yeah, I mean, starting my morning off good, but
I appreciate
convince me I'm gonna have a good day now just because I got.
I mean, a tub job be nice too.
Wait a minute.
Why?
I never heard it called tug.
The fact that I've never heard this and I knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about is the mind blowing part. I've never heard about
y'all old people job.
Oh my god.
A TJ.
Get TJ to start the morning off.
No.
I mean, you said two of them. Bro, come on, man. That's a good one, Pat. That's
a good one. Holy shit.
Okay, number 12. A boner doesn't mean I'm horny. Sometimes it just pops up out of nowhere.
No, cap. If he up, ready to go.
At all times.
If he up, then it's stuck.
If the gun cocked, I'm assuming. I don't pull it unless I'm going bang. Like, I'm not. Like, what?
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Cap. That's why they've been number 12. We'll fuck with 12.
That
has
been debunked.
Yeah, I would say if it's up there, I mean, it won't mind. Work.
Real good. We can go ahead and go to 13.
A righteous number.
Facts.
When we say we're thinking about nothing, the majority of the time, we really are thinking about nothing. This is a righteous number. Or maybe we are thinking of ridiculous, made-up scenarios that sound stupid when said out loud. Okay. I think this is every man. This ain't okay, just, yeah, yeah. It's some of us that I take it. Some of us may be more ridiculous than others.
I wouldn't consider it be nothing because I feel I'm always thinking about something. Is it stupid?
Yes.
It means nothing to the conversation? Yes. But it's still something.
So wait, you never just thought about nothing? Just had a blank space ever in your life? Had a blank space in your mind. This is not good if you say no.
Or just straight nothing.
Have you ever had a moment in your life where you just had a straight nothing thought? If you say no, that is not good.
How?
Because I'm trying. You had no time to just set in. Like, that's literally
shit, what meditation is.
That's literally what meditation is. Like, mind blockage. Like, nothing. So, just you.
So, when I meditate, I think of a stream, a river.
I fuck with that.
When I meditate, so I'm still thinking of, it's technically still thinking of something. A stream, but just a gentle stream. I'm a proud, so just flowing on the leaf. Just.
Hey, that sounds peaceful, dude. Yeah,
see? See? So, yeah. So, if that's still, like I said, it's still probably nothing, but.
But I mean, it's always something, though.
Yeah.
So you can't think of nothing.
Yeah, sure. Like, I don't know what nothing even
sure. Guess you see, and this is what I'm saying. You got to train your mind to do that.
Like, if I'm thinking nothing, I'm thinking of a blank screen. I feel that's still something.
Letting
go of thought.
Exactly. Thank you, Tim.
You know?
Thank you.
Then is my eyes working or my eyes closed?
Now we talking
about
it.
You're not thinking about it. That's going to do that either way.
That's the third eye patch.
Shit, that bitch open it. It's looking at something.
Yeah, okay, so if it's open, can you think of nothing? What is nothing?
We out here talking right now, boy. We have some conversation.
No, we're not. You just asking stupid questions.
But what is nothing?
You don't know what nothing is? That's like saying, what is zero?
Shit, that bitch is zero. Zero is something, though. But nothing is nothing. Yes, it's a number, but nothing is nothing. Like, in the beginning, that was nothing. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you go back to that?
Shit, God ain't create man.
I don't think you can think of...
Hold on, stop. What'd you just say?
God ain't create man.
God didn't create man?
It was the end. In the beginning, shut the fuck up, Tim.
This is why I say you need to turn your mind to think about nothing. Because you're always thinking about something. And the reason why a lot of your thoughts may go into each other is because you can't think about nothing. Like, sometimes nothing is where you should be.
Just blank.
Blank. Cancel all thoughts. Even that stream.
Big black screen.
Or like, no, I'm dead ass.
That's something. It's a big really, black screen. That's a TV.
You just giving up thoughts.
Just giving up thoughts. Just letting shit go.
Yeah.
Let all your thoughts go. See how hard it is. It's very hard.
It's hard.
It's very hard.
The nigga only think about class.
Glad we had that conversation. Number 14. Men love being the target of a romantic gesture. Many men never have been. I think that just go back to the compliments.
Never have been. Nigga, your mama ain't tell you he love her.
Wait, romantically? That is sick.
Nigga ain't never been of a romantic gesture. Niggas never. Like, niggas ain't get a Valentine's Day card in elementary. No romantic gestures.
Some men haven't. Some men, there probably are some guys out there who never gotten a Valentine's Day card.
No, they feel they never got. They probably what? Got. I'm pretty sure they got something. Niggas been targeted at least one romantic gesture. They just
wait. First of all, the first one you said was mom. That I gotta go back. Why would your mom give you a romantic gesture?
No, I mean at first.
No, don't say no.
You said it.
Yes. I'm saying read it again.
Men love being the target of a romantic gesture. Many men never have been.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, I mistook it as far as just a romantic gesture, like just I love you something. Then I'll say I'm mistaken for that.
Okay, okay. That's all we want to put everybody. Now, you said mom.
But do we love being the target though?
It don't say love. Well, yes, it does. Men love being the target of a romantic gesture.
Y'all love it by the person that you want it from. Yeah. Y'all would love it by, like,
I think that's everybody, though.
Yeah, I mean, everybody love a good romantic gesture, but saying, like,
that's what it's saying.
We never got one before. Like, come on, man, shut up. You got some, at least one before. Come on. Okay. If you're, like, if you're over the age of 20, come on, man. At least one.
Can I kick him out?
Yeah, Pat. I don't think you broaden your mind to the world. Like, I think that's very American to think everybody's just that rich to be able to buy Valentine's Day cards globally.
I'm just not saying Valentine's, but
Al, Pat,
but a Valentine's Day card is the cheapest romantic gesture. It's like 25 cent here.
Shit, a good hey, how's it going?
Nice. That's not romantic.
Niggas never got nothing.
You the one figuring this out. Why you asking?
No, I'm saying, y'all feel like niggas never got nothing. Like, the nigga on that bitch, he's saying, man, niggas capping.
There are men out there.
Oh, that's a smother.
Okay.
Ain't no way.
Number 15. Please ask us out. Make us feel wanted
in
love.
All right, Pat. Now you get on these niggas. Now you are welcome to get on these. No. Now you are 100% justified by the table to get on these.
Nigga want
to
take.
Be ready at 7.
Hey, what the underwear on?
What you say, man?
You niggas want to text, be ready at 7.
What you gotta have on?
The good underwear.
The good underwear.
She bought him the 50.
We ain't care plan about you, nigga. Boy, I don't even know.
He want the door open for him, too?
How would you
adjust?
That's going too far.
You want a chair for it, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
shit.
God.
Boy.
Can I ask a question, though?
Go ahead.
Like, what if your girl could be like a nice dinner?
That's cool.
That's not asking me out.
Okay.
That's reading. That is, no. you know I'm hungry.
I'm saying that's,
you know, I'm saying like steak, lobster, asparagus, like shit like that.
Don't get this me wrong. Is, please ask us out. So this is on a date. This is a date.
I'm sorry. The dudes, they don't feel right with me going into my purse paying for dinner.
I agree.
That's cool. But no, these niggas do. These niggas want you to pay.
I think the fuck not.
These niggas want you to ask, plan, and everything.
That's crazy.
You got a whole door for them.
Roll
get out,
personally.
Come on now. They won't be smacked on their ass.
He just pulling out the hat now. He just get it all out on these. Get it all out, Pat. Well, what else he want, Pat? He wanted to get
out.
He wanted to tuck. He wanted to be tucked in.
Okay,
like,
I'm 16. I feel like it's a lot, but okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm on these niggas. Patrick, man, these niggas want to be tucked in.
I know, but the next one I'm going to do though.
Maybe they want bubble baths.
The
candles,
and
roll shutters. Niggas probably eat pussy on their knees.
You said they want to be taken out.
Damn. They want to be picked up.
Number 16. Playing hard to get does not work at all. I'm going to be real with you. Nope, it don't. It don't. It don't work.
At all.
It is all.
You don't think it don't work?
Yeah. You simp. Simp. Yeah. For simps. Yeah, for simps. Yep. Simp. Simping ass nigga. Simping ass nigga.
I mean...
You know, these niggas that done been with women, I don't know how long. Mm. Nigga, you know you want to fuck. You know you want to fuck.
I put that shit
on
the table.
Oh, I mean, if you just want to fuck, then.
I mean, but you know, nigga.
But no. Don't be trying to deceive. Don't.
You gon' want to fuck.
Like, you are bred to do this. You are made to do this.
I'm saying, but if he, that's the only thing he want to do. He just talk to her just to talk. Just to
He might want to make his girl too, but he want to fuck, though.
Yeah, I mean, if I talk to you, then hey, I won't say no to fucking if we're talking.
Sam,
baby,
Samping.
She got some standards, and she shook me out first time. Okay,
you ain't got no standards with your dick.
Okay,
yo, so I mean, no, don't come with no standards.
No, it do.
No, it don't. It's bowing to hers.
What you mean? I'm saying she played hard to get just a little bit. Okay, you know, I feel. You ain't that easy? Okay, then. I'm
going to just cool. try to fuck somebody okay, else.
Cool.
That's all that's going to happen.
He's going to go get it from somebody else.
You might have everything else, but you ain't putting out that pussy. He going to go get it from somebody else.
Boy, we're not just talking about putting out the pussy. We talking about playing hard to get all together. Right, and shit. If I'm real, if I won't talk to, her, I see her been seeing her around, so she cool and whatnot. I know she like anime and whatnot. She cool. She turned down first time. Alright, don't worry. I got more Mackin put on. I got more Mackin put
I'm,
on.
I'm finna go prove myself. Sam,
shit, baby, you got standards. Sam, if she got standards, that's cool.
Bro, I'm not finna go prove a damn thing. Y'all I know who I am.
It's proven.
I know like, who I am. Point, man, like, I know who I am, man. I know I can get you.
Sam.
She wanna play hard to get? Okay. I like Mike back. A little
ain't nothing wrong with doubling back.
Ain't nothing wrong. Just that's all I'm back. Saying. Ain't nothing wrong.
You ain't really proving nothing. She just coming back like, dude, you just right. open today.
I can have one bad game here, then 40 piece next. Come on now.
Nah, okay. I can't fool. Number 17. We get angry, we get depressed, we get sad, we want to cry and be held at times too. Being told by one of my exes that real men don't cry when I was at a really low point only further pushed me down that dark hole. Please don't do that. That shit hurts and sticks with us.
Way back. Wait.
I didn't say nothing, bro.
Wait back. Just wait. Just hold on.
I didn't say nothing, bro. Seven, it's BJ,
do you guys have any input? No? All right, Pat. Get on these things.
I'm just saying, bro.
You just pause your
hey, get on these
things. I pictured that nigga being to
her. Because soon as I heard one of my exes told me, I now, knew that nigga.
As soon as I heard, I won't be held too.
The hell part was right, easy, I knew.
I'm picturing this nigga.
That nigga said he want to be held.
I'm picturing him getting tucked in, telling her she used to tell me, man, don't cry.
It do sound like he was crying when he said that. He was crying.
That sounds personal.
Very. Like, bro, niggas, if y'all boys need to go to a therapist, go to a therapist.
Please.
It's not bad. A therapist is not bad. And it's funny because y'all thinking a therapist is bad. I feel every black man should see a therapist because we just had a history of trauma.
I mean, black people as a whole should see a therapist. Everybody.
Ancestor, past history, trauma. We still got trauma going on now. Man, black people should need to see a therapist. So shit, go. Man, then black people make it so hard to talk to somebody. Like, I'm glad I got friends. I feel like I can talk. I feel like I can talk to you guys. So, you know, if anything going on.
Thank you.
Oh, you wasn't in the...
Yeah. Like what Pat him. Does, what he meant to say was, I'm glad I have friends with worse problems than mine. So when I come with my problems, it's not as bad.
Oh, nah.
That's
I mean,
definitely what...
Oh, nah. Not that. I mean, I just feel like, you know, y'all pretty smart and wise. So, you know, I could tell you my problem stuff and y'all give me some good regurgitable feedback that I could actually take wholeheartedly.
Except you, April.
Yeah, he slid that one in there real smooth. Regurgible. Is that a word? I ain't never heard. That's a word, bro.
I'm out here today, man.
Bro, he is in his bag, bro. Pat is in his bag today.
I'm actually reading, bro.
Regurgible.
What's next?
Number 18. If you don't want to hear the truth about something, don't ask me to tell you the truth. Because I'm going to tell you the truth every time.
You want the truth? You can't tell me the truth. That's all I'm hearing.
Hey, look, this is 100% me. Facts. Like, I'm a very brutally.
I'm here for the truth.
I'm not going to say brutally honest. Because I'm going to take your feelings into consideration. So I know what to say and if something is really going to hurt you. But if you ask me to give me the real honest truth how you feel about me.
Your booty's not big at all.
Bitch, I hate you, your mama, your grandmama.
You can't cook.
Why you still there?
Damn, that nigga hate you, your mama, and you. That's three generations.
Damn. Just all y'all, just a whole long line of stressed niggas out.
Ooh.
Long line.
That's hard.
bro. I don't know what to say for that one. What number? 19.
Sometimes men just need some alone time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody need a long time.
Yeah, that's true, man.
That goes back to when he wants to go hang out with his friends.
Mm, that's true. Yeah, a good
you
balance.
You do not want to be with one of your niggas 24 motherfucking 7.
Facts. I'm annoying.
I ain't saying that, but I know
for a fact I'm annoying to be around 24/7. But I get tired myself sometimes.
Yeah. It's because you don't have one thought.
It's because you think so much.
Exactly, man. Facts. You gotta get your mind
back. Facts. Hey, man. I mean, no, I'm just there. I mean, nigga, I'm just an annoying ass nigga at times. And I know that, I'm understanding that, and I'm cool with that. If you don't feel you not annoying, nigga, something wrong.
I know I'm annoying sometimes.
Exactly.
I be freestyling sometimes.
Bro, nigga be partying, be hopping in the shower. I'm just, they be singing and whatnot.
Yeah.
Then I'm watching anime and shit. Like, Pat, come on, bro. You just killing time. How the hell you late for work and you stay down the street?
Oh. Real shit.
Shit.
Everybody annoying to somebody though.
Yeah. Alright,
number 20.
Shit, to me everybody annoying. Especially during a long duration of time and shit. Hell yeah.
Number 20. We can be uncomfortable with unwarranted physical contact as well.
Unwarranted physical.
Like, grab my ass.
Yeah, oh, I feel like they go for, like, if a girl come by and, like, slap her nigga on the ass, I'm not doing that because I feel like I got just a hit coming my way.
I mean, if y'all together, don't get me wrong, don't slap me on my ass because I'm reacting, want to hit you, but...
Exactly, I don't
like, do I'm just not, I ain't going to just depress me and shit. Have my nigga sound
and
we my
not
nigga.
Saying, he not saying it's depressing, but, like...
Honestly, I thought he was talking about punching shit.
Like, if a girl that's ugly as fuck and you come up and start doing that shit to you, that's unwarranted, like, contact that you don't...
So, just hypothetically.
Oh, God.
You know Chloe and Haley?
Yeah.
Which one you think is cuter? Your choice.
They're not twins.
What's your choice?
Ain't Chloe the older one?
All right, Chloe. Yeah. All right. Chloe comes up, slaps you on the ass, come fuck me, daddy. You gonna be mad?
The hell no!
Fucking the shit out of me. Alright, cause I happen to say, bro, I used to date a girl and who played basketball, and I ain't gonna lie, we used to play basketball, like for real.
Yeah, like I feel like my nigga just tripping,
you know, man. Like, yeah, good shot, man. And I'm like, good shot, man. Like, hey,
yeah, my nigga just tripping a little bit.
Yeah, if nigga scared to get hit on the ass by a woman, nigga too hard. Nigga's too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah,
but just don't be grabbing
it's,
your
yeah,
man,
it's something
man.
Behind that shit. That nigga's too hard.
Like, don't get me wrong.
Don't be sticking your finger in the nigga ass. Ass. Like, I understand that.
Don't be trying to demasculate.
Yeah, don't be trying to emasculate that nigga, but just, like, what the fuck, bro? You scared your girl slap you on your ass? Like, you got to beat her ass and she just slapped you on your head? Boy, it's something behind that nigga right there. Yeah. That nigga dark.
Yeah, my nigga need therapy.
On me. Hug him. Hug him now.
Hey, y'all niggas need to hear BJ in time.
What you say, BJ?
You say that shit behind him, nigga.
Literally.
Literally.
What's this?
I'm just trying to tell y'all, BJ.
Hey, he be throwing them in.
He knew, and we just like, we don't pay him no attention, so we just let it slide. All right, 21.
21.
Tell us more about what you like in bed.
Facts. Communicate. Mm-hmm. Let me know I'm doing it right.
Right.
I know I'm doing it right, but you know, it's nice for you to let me know, too.
Anybody got anything else to say?
Yeah, no, that's a fact. That's a wholehearted fact.
Like, communicate in bed. How can we
you don't say nothing, I'm going to just get my nut.
Exactly.
Because that's all that's going to happen. I'm trying to help you out, too. You got to help me help you.
Yeah, I'm going to show and tell you what I want. Bend over.
I ain't got to tell you what I want.
I'm putting
I can just make what I want happen. That's the difference. My shit come out. Your shit got to receive. So you got to tell me what to give you.
I at least tell me.
I ain't got to tell you how to take this nigga.
My nigga Fred shit.
260 pounds, baby. Like, what the fuck? I'm going to put you in any position I want. Like, Like, I don't need you to do that.
He ain't never laugh when we talk about that shit. Oh, buddy.
Lord,
that's number 22. That's the name of this episode. I ain't got to tell you how to get this dick.
That is not the name of this episode.
That's the name of this episode today.
Number 22. 22. We don't...
Are you going to just do this for all 20?
Nah. Everyone
does something. I have a knife.
She does.
Right. So? I have two of them.
Okay. That mean you was going to kill a nigga?
You want to test that theory?
Stop me if I'm lying. It's brought to you by Don't Fuck With Me or You Will Die.
Shit.
Anyway, 22. We don't care about makeup.
Next time, girl, be like, I got a knife. I'll stab you. I got a dick. I can fuck you. That what that mean?
I wouldn't equate a dick to a knife. Knives don't go soft, sir.
I mean, I'm just
at no point in time.
I mean, I'm just saying.
They might go dull, but they don't go
just
soft.
Just because she got a knife or Mac me, she could stab me. Just because I got a dick was on Mac and me, I could fuck her.
I think you could get stabbed way quicker than you could penetrate a woman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's literally
not even go through clothes.
Okay.
Like, my
nigga. Now just what I'm saying.
Like, can your dick go through jeans, my nigga? I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, like, man.
You pull out of these jeans, then maybe you're going to just tell me something different. But I know that knife going through.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. Are you a killer more than I am a fucker?
Yes.
Shit.
Is this something you really want to do? Like, why are you trying to prove this point?
Okay, this is stupid on you.
Are you a killer more than I'm a fucker? That's a question.
Boy, like, that, boy, if I get kidnapped, I gotta get kidnapped with Mac.
She gonna have the kidnappers confused. So it's like, this nigga just got down.
Are you pulling the trigger every time? If you're not willing to pull the trigger, don't kidnap me.
I'm talking over. Hey, can you just drop me off where you drop him? Like wherever you put him, put me.
My nigga.
Okay, number 20 fucking 2.
Here we go.
22.
Quit fucking playing with me.
Hey, come on, man.
Don't tell that nigga quit fucking. Don't tell that nigga quit fucking. Say anything else.
Hey, come on, man. I got a sandwich I'm trying to eat. Shit. Free 22.
You gonna do fuck it?
Come on, man.
Are you really more stab that sandwich? Hey, stab it. Just stab the sandwich. Fuck it. What?
Wait, that don't make sense.
What?
Bro, somebody read 22.
We don't really care about makeup and just want you to be healthy and happy. Any guy who wouldn't be attracted to you without makeup is a shitty person.
I mean, I'm attracted to you without makeup, but...
But here's... What the fuck does makeup have to do with her being healthy?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I mean, you ugly...
Because, I mean, some women don't know how to take care so they could clog their pores.
That's funny. Now
you got to bring in the fact someone has to teach her how to properly apply makeup. So if she doesn't know how to properly apply makeup, then yes, it could be very
unhealthy. It's not about the properly applying makeup. It's the proper way to take it off.
Even then, too. Like, if she don't know that, then she could develop bumps and cuts and bruises all on the face. And
not
that.
Good. It's more so like... Just
I mean, bumps. Wait. So some men don't...
About makeup, for real.
Bro. I mean...
For real, like,
as long as you healthy, for real, nigga, shit.
Natural beauty and skin, that bitch.
That ass still gonna poke out.
Facts, I'm here for it, but you know, when you have on makeup days too, that's cute.
I love females that look better without makeup.
Facts.
That'd be the best. That'd be like, man.
Like, man, you need that shit.
So you must like them sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on.
Yes.
I thought he's already said that before. Like,
he said that when she's the prettiest.
Number 23.
Hope she don't take it wrong.
Our feelings get hurt,
Jordan.
But we were trained to suck it up and deal with it. Because of that, we have a tendency to be really bad at communicating our feelings.
It's true.
I was finna say, if this nigga get on this one, he just proved
No, I'm still finna get on y'all niggas, though. The sad part is, y'all don't want to admit that and get help.
Mm.
That's where the sad part comes in. or at least talk to somebody. Well, talk to somebody, a trained professional. Because I don't need none of y'all niggas come up to me and be like, man, I got this. Nah, nigga, I ain't no professional. Go to BJ.
Nah, I can't help you with that.
God, I'm talking to a professional now. All
right, 24.
Jesse. Kobe. You got to do it for Kobe.
R.I.P.
At least Kobe.
Just because I joke about my emotions doesn't mean I don't want them to be taken seriously.
Me and Pat had this argument.
Then say it.
Wait, what?
Fucking say it. I'm saying, man.
If you're joking, you say you joke.
That can also be a coping mechanism if they joke about their emotions.
Hey, like, I know
hey,
I
can. Wait. We've been saying communication is key. It goes on both ways.
But it says communication is king. It doesn't say whose communication.
Right.
So if, because I joke about my emotions. Like, laughing about my emotions is the best way for me to get
But can you still talk about them?
Huh?
Can you still talk about them, though?
Yeah.
Or do you got to joke about them? That's the only way you can talk about them is by joking about them. You can't just up and talk about them
either. Can I stab him again?
No. I'm dead serious.
If I just up and talk about them, I'm going to get lost. And I'm not going to know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I joke about it, like, the more laughing, that's the more pain I can go through. And I can explain it better. So, you know, it just says, it's not saying that people aren't communicating. It just says, just because I joke about my emotions, they just told you I'm communicating my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, doesn't mean I don't want them to be taken seriously. So this is to the other party mm-hmm. who hears someone joking about their emotions and just automatically assumes, oh, that's not serious. Oh, that's not serious at all. That's that person. That's the problem. Not the person who's joking about their emotions. Because that's like telling an artist, don't put your emotions in your music. Just talk about it. Well, if a nigga go in there and say, I got murder on my mind, and nobody says, hey, bro, what's up?
Who the fuck you
trying? Who's really the problem?
Well,
he communicated. And he told you clearly.
In that instance, I feel then, yeah, honestly, they just not compatible. The two people, because like, okay, this person takes jokes as literally a joke. This person takes jokes as jokes slash still something to talk about. But this person don't receive it that way. That's just how they are. Just like you're that type of person who don't talk straight. They probably be like, hey, just talk to me straightforward type of person. That's cool. That's how they are. But you're not. You're more of a, hey, let me joke about it. And so then you need somebody who takes that stuff seriously. And y'all probably just not be as compatible as y'all thought. Not saying, you can't say, oh, man, that person's the problem because they take jokes as jokes.
I mean, that's the easy way to look at it. Like, just, oh, leave.
Something. No, I'm not saying, oh, leave. I'm saying, like, y'all see something about each other. So now y'all got to work on that compromise. You just can't help say, oh, you the problem because you're not taking my jokes serious.
It's not joke. Pat. This person is not telling jokes. It don't say just because I tell jokes. Doesn't mean I want them to be taken seriously. It says just because I joke about my emotions. It's not jokes. These are the person's emotions.
Then they just probably the way they
just because I make a joke about my emotion doesn't make that emotion a joke.
No, I'm not. No, it don't. It do not. I'm not saying it do.
Okay, so
but you can't blame that person for not looking at it as seriously when you're just joking about it. They're like, oh, he's just joking about it. They probably don't see it as serious. But that's just how they receive it. Then y'all just have to communicate like, hey, some of my jokes, they come from a serious place, so I still take them seriously. If you communicate with her, then cool. But if you just don't communicate, be like, haha, take this seriously, even though I'm laughing too. If she don't, like, blame her.
Maybe because I've been doing comedy for about 3 years now. I look at it differently. I don't take no joke lightly. I know for a fact what makes a person laugh is the same shit that'll make you cry.
Mm.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Some people don't see it that way.
That is one thing in the comedy circuit I learned.
You can't say they wrong because they don't see it that way. Yeah. That just probably how they see it. They see jokes as joke. Yeah, man. But we kind of went over, guys, and we didn't notice, so we stopped at 24.
Yeah, we're on the last one.
Hold on.
All right, yeah. So the last one is, finally, sometimes we just want to be a little spoon. pussy. Want to be the little spoon.
Nah.
Pussy. We couldn't end it on the last one.
Listen, I didn't make this shit. I'm just bringing it.
Yeah, my nigga said the last one definitely lets me know a woman had her input on this.
She had a
little spoon.
Because don't know, I'm sorry, don't know guy wants to.
Who out here want to be little spoon?
Like be held from the back.
What little nigga is out here with Respution?
My nigga said, sometimes we want to be little spoon.
It gotta be a skinny nigga with a
pull me closer.
That's like, the only I'm way sorry, I see it working. Ain't no way, because any dude I have ever laid next to, they do not.
Niggas die. Trying to put booty on the vagina.
Don't be holding me around my waist like that.
Yeah, they'll like lay flat and then I lay on their chest. Like, they, it's not the.
That's the way it should be. Everybody comfortable like that.
Niggas say he want to be little spoon. It got to be saying they want to be taken out.
That nigga want to be slapped on his ass.
You know what?
And that's where we got to end. Stop me if I'm lying.
This been episode Stop Me If I'm Lying. Don't forget, subscribe, review, rate, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Drink water.